a lot of times when we're, you know, on the stage with libertarian candidates, we're agreeing with you guys, with libertarians, more than we agree with Democrats.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Kirsten Kukowski. She's the press secretary for the Republican National Committee. Kirsten, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Why should a libertarian, a small L libertarian who believes in free market, small government, lifestyle toleration, gun rights, why should they vote for the GOP?
Well, I think you just ticked off a lot of things that are in our platform, a lot of issues from just smaller government and obviously freedom, liberty, all of these things that we talk about here at the RNC all the time. And we have a lot of candidates, a lot of great candidates from Joni Ernst in Iowa to, you know, Cory Gardner in Colorado, who are out there talking about these things every single day. But you also have, on the opposing side, you have a Democrat Party that they have spent the last 6 years under Obama pushing policies that are more intrusive into our daily lives,
such as
Obamacare. That is probably the singular biggest issue in terms of the Democrats growing the size of government that we've been very much against for a very long time.
But just to push back a little bit, though, under Bush, when the Republicans held the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, federal spending went up about 50% over the course of his two terms. He busted out the Patriot Act, No Child Left Behind, the Department of Homeland Security, stuck us in two wars that we didn't pay for and we didn't win. Then there was TARP at the end. Why should libertarians think that the Republicans have learned a lesson?
Yeah, so, I think on a lot of those things we have learned our lesson. But also I would say to your listeners and viewers that times change, things change, environments change. I think that 9/11 was a very pivotal point for this country and for our president. And I think that we now in 2014 look at the world as it was in 2001, 2002, 2003 in a very different light. And so I would just ask for people to remind themselves. But I think what you've seen now is you've seen people, leaders on the Hill, whether it be, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, people who are out there every single day keeping the foot to the fire on, on these Democrats, and even on people in our own party, reminding everybody, hey, we need to be, we really need to be for smaller government, and these choices really weren't what we needed as a country. And I also think that seeing the Democrats overstep time and time and time again since President Obama was elected, I think has really reminded us as a party just how bad this can get and how we need to do what now it's our role to bring it back.
I think you can make a strong case that libertarians shouldn't vote for Democrats, but then why shouldn't they vote for the Libertarian Party, or why should the Republican Party on social issues, particularly things like gay marriage and drug legalization, immigration, abortion, they tend to be opposite kind of a broader, and I realize we can debate the definitions, but of freedom. Most libertarians believe that the drug war should end. Most libertarians are in favor of abortion, of it being legal, even if they don't avail themselves of it. Is there a sense that the Republican Party is going to become more open to gay marriage, to drug legalization, to issues like that?
Our party, there are some things we're probably not going to agree on, the Libertarian Party and the Republican Party. I do think that the world is very different than it was in the beginning of the 2000s. I think that our Growth and Opportunity Project report that came out in the beginning of last year was very, I think, pivotal in talking about how we can be a big tent party, how we can have libertarians sitting in the same, under the same umbrella, the same tent as Republicans, and all get along and push forward policies that can make our country better. We have the beliefs that we have. We are a we believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. We are a pro-life party. But we need to do a better job of talking about the reasons that we are we believe in those things, but also of accepting others for what, for their beliefs, and how we talk and communicate with individuals and Americans so that we're not being judgmental and having a conversation that's off-putting to Americans out there.
Do you think beyond, and that would be a welcome shift in tone from a lot of Republican rhetoric, but is there a place, we interviewed Rand Paul over the summer, and he talked about how for the Republicans to win consistently at the national level, they really need to become more of a live and let live party. Is there a sense that the National Party will say, okay, you know what, let's devolve a lot of these decisions, whether it's about the definition of marriage or the legality of pot or other drugs, to the state level? Or will the Republican Party always be socially conservative in a way that will, you know, will in the end, whether or not, you know, we can talk, I mean, that's going to be a real stumbling block between a libertarian and conservative
alliance. You know, I think this is going to be an interesting conversation mm-hmm. as we head into a presidential year. I think you're going to have a lot of people. You just mentioned Rand Paul, mm-hmm. you know, who is they're going to start a conversation in our party that's going to be very interesting mm-hmm. to be a part of and to watch. I can't tell you that, you know, that we are going to change our platform. Platform is our platform. And I can tell you from being a part of that process last time and seeing mm-hmm. the debates, there are a lot of people in this country that believe in what our platform stands mm-hmm. for. But we do need to understand that there are other perspectives out there, and we need to have that conversation, which I think this party is willing to have that dialogue. And I think 2016 is going to be a very, you know, important year.
Talk a little bit about the Libertarian Party, and Reason is not affiliated with it, but the Libertarian Party among conservatives and Republicans often is cast in the terrible role of being a spoiler. And so say something like the North Carolina Senate race, but Sean Ha, the Libertarian Party candidate, is more than covering the spread. Do Libertarian Party candidates spoil elections for Republicans?
I think it's the wrong way to look at it. I think mm-hmm. that it provides a very good conversation, a very good contrast between mm-hmm. all of our ideas. A lot of times when we're, you know, on the stage with Libertarian candidates, we're agreeing with you guys, mm-hmm. with Libertarians, more than we agree with Democrats on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is a very good conversation to have with voters. And I think voters appreciate that. They don't mm-hmm. want to look at this in terms of, you know, white and black. Yeah. And I think that it's a very good thing to have that conversation. I think a lot of people sometimes, you know, I think this has happened in both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, where we believe that a conversation is threatening. I think conversation is very good in these contexts.
Well, we will leave it there. Thank you very much. Kristen Kukowski, the press secretary of the Republican National Committee, thanks so much for talking to Reason TV.
Thank you.